If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Program. I am your humble host, once again, taken to the ether to express my mind and the truth. To all who will listen, it is I, here for 1 hour, as always, on the Conservative Nation Media Radio Network, conservativenationmedia.com. Please give us a visit and a follow on Twitter at CNR Show, would you please? We would greatly appreciate that. CNR Show. On Twitter, Facebook, of course, you can find us at Conservative Nation Radio. And also, Manti Show is my page. Check me out, ChristopherManti.com. Of course, this is the Trinity Media Studios. Invest your time there as well. So, another banner week here in this planet and in our once great nation. I look forward to speaking with you tonight, whether it be live on the air Friday evening, the 11th of October, 2013, or afterwards. If you're downloading me later, that is awesome as well. I appreciate you just as much. You still count every bit. All right, so thanks so much for that. Please spread the word, friends, family, and foes alike. Maybe we can educate some people, enlighten, educate, entertain, enrage, you know, anything we can accomplish here, that is fine with me. I'm glad to be a part of your experience here in this world. So, no shortage of stuff to speak of. Of course, tonight on the program, bikers, truckers and vets. Oh my. Indeed. We have some spontaneous demonstrations. Honest to God, grassroots people getting together that are feeling the what's really wrong around here. And don't quite know what to do other than just show up in our nation's capital and be heard, or at least to speak. Being heard is another issue altogether. I'm sure you may have been aware of today being the first day of a three-day trucker, what they're calling Ride for the Constitution, which sounds pretty cool to me. And they are starting to arrive. I don't know. You can't count on any fair media coverage, of course. So it's tough to say. I mean, it's a Friday night. The Beltway is slammed in traffic every Friday night. So you really can't tell a whole lot from that. And there's always trucks on the road. So, again, tough to nail down exactly what's happening, but by Sunday, I think it'll be pretty clear one way or the other how much of an impact that it it had and how many folks participated and all that stuff. I don't know what's going to happen, but I mean, right now I'm looking at Google Maps live, and the western spur, the western half of the, especially the northwestern section of 495, known as the Beltway, is totally not moving. So the east side isn't great either, but just, I don't know, anecdotes. Alexandria, of course, always trafficy there. So if you're in the area, I just hope you're not. I wouldn't want to be there no matter what unless I was in a semi. Nice and rainy, too. Little rain action here for the Patriots. So that is definitely happening right now. And, of course, earlier in the week we had bikers. Or was that last week already? Oh, man. Where's the day? Where are the days gone? Bikers are around and truckers, and then Sunday, apparently, the veterans are showing up. Anyway, that's topic one. And I wanted to just flat out come out and say what a lot of people are thinking, and that is they are feeling that this crisis, quote unquote, in D.C. will be used, because no crisis should go to waste, by the Obama presidency to assume dictatorial powers. Is he on the verge of that? Crazy, you say? I don't know. I mean, it could be. Because more than a few people are suggesting it, believe it or not. And I'll let you know what that means. And in general, America just is at the tipping point. And this dovetails with what we were talking about last week about Jonathan Cahn and his message right now, and Alan West, and a lot of great pastors and patriots around the land who are realizing that the tipping point is being reached. It has been reached, and it's already flowed over. Anyways, what does that all mean? And just to wrap it up, it occurred to me during the week that a lot of folks are misunderstanding. If you're waiting for, as far as Bible prophecy and where is the devil and all this stuff, is he behind every rock? Well, he's still in heaven, and we're going to just review why that is and how long till he's not. So we will get to that as well. First and foremost, of course, I don't really want to dwell on the truckers today or the bikers previously or the vets possibly. I mean, of course, everyone talks a huge game, you know. They're saying, oh, we're going to get 1 million veterans to the monuments on Sunday, even though they're closed. Hey, I'd love to see it. Especially, you know. But the point of it all is it's good that even if it's not really doing anything, that you are awake to the point where you're willing to do something in public. And most importantly, to engage in civil disobedience. As ridiculous as it may be, to say that it is illegal to visit a public monument, especially one that's financed privately. I mean, I don't even know how to describe how silly and moronic that whole idea is. It's not even worth talking about. It's so bizarre. If it wasn't true, I'd have a big laugh about it. But it is true, and it is happening, and people are getting shut out of the Grand Friggin' Canyon. And the Yellowstone, they're trapped in national parks, and they're closing private businesses because it's part of a park. This is lunacy, man. And more than that, it's tyrannical behavior. I'm sorry, it is. And shame on the park rangers and anyone else, rent-a-cops. Oh, by the way, right down the road here from me in Philly, Independence Hall, maybe you've heard of it. Liberty Bell, right? That whole thing. Little piece of history there. They're not letting people in there either, but they're using rent-a-cops. They're using a third-party security force with loaded weapons, okay? Not the mall watchers. These dudes have loaded guns, real guns. And their job is to keep people out of Independence Hall, right? Right. Yeah, okay? This is not a place where we want to be. This is not even a place where we even want to pretend to be. Yet here we are. And the worst part about this all is people are acquiescing, right? They're just accepting the fact that, oh, we can't go there. The park rangers say we can't. What's that about? I don't remember pledging allegiance to the Park Service or reading the law that says I have to comply with what a Park Service ranger says. Until you turn the knob, the switch in your brain to realize that a free man does not listen to that kind of stuff. Not being brazenly illegal on purpose or for the purposes of creating a problem or being a bad citizen. No. But to say, I am a free man. Don't tread on me. I've done nothing wrong. This park, for example, belongs to all of us. You have no right to keep me out. It belongs to me. I am your boss, as the old saying to the police goes, which is absolutely true. I pay your salary. Absolutely true. Hey, you want to keep out lawbreakers and hooligans and arsonists and, you know, people who are bad, yes, that's your job. It's not your job, no matter what the government, your boss, you think is your boss, tells you. You got to start disobeying too, park rangers and rent-a-cops, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You're part of the problem. If you don't stand up for yourself too, what kind of country are you living in? You're creating it. You know? So, this pretense about a quote-unquote government shutdown that hasn't shut down a damn thing except parks and some normal folks who happen to work for the government in some respect are sent home, but they're still going to get paid. I'm sorry, I don't feel sorry for you. Sorry, I don't. That's not the real world. And aside from that, everything seems to be working fine. Congress is there. They're getting paid. The White House staff is, cut down by so much. Yet we have press briefings. We have the cabinet still doing their job. We got the hearings on Capitol Hill. We've got a totally functioning interstate highway system. You name it. Obamacare is here. It's quote-unquote working. What is shut down exactly, I don't know. This is a giant game right now being played, and I will tell you the possible reason for that after the break. And I appreciate you being here with me. This is the Christopher Manti radio program on the Conservative Nation Media radio network, conservativenationmedia.com. And we'll be back in just a moment.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Fight.
Been looking for an online gathering place? You know, a familiar screen, does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You gotta try the Tea Party community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events, pictures, and videos. The Tea Party community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people like you. Sign up today at TeaPartyCommunity.com.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Indeed, it is I, Manti, your host here. Another 45 minutes for Manti Radio program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Christopher at conservativenationmedia.com is my email if you'd like to contact me throughout the week. Any day, any time, I will receive it and reply. Now, whether it's just a comment, question, concern, or maybe you want to see a guest on the show, or you are a guest, or you'd like to be one, shoot me a note, and we'll see what we can do, okay? I'm working on some interesting stuff behind the scenes. We'll let you know if it happens. So we thank you for that. I just want to let you know that Conservative Nation Radio, if you go to our website, is fully automated completely for your smartphone. You don't even have to be on a computer anywhere. You listen to our shows, Android, iPhone, the new Blackberries, whatever you got. We are completely, fully optimized, conservativenationmedia.com. You can download podcasts, listen to us live, wherever you are, whatever you want. Right? Same show, same great host, now fully optimized for your smartphone. So just take a note, all right? Feel free to participate that way anytime. And if you are here live, we have a chat room open here at Blog Talk Radio. Bottom of your screen to the left, there's a option to log in and chat, even if it's just as a guest, please, that's is fine, even though half the time that means you don't want to be recognized. That's no problem. So please feel free to do that. And again, 45 more minutes of the program. So I was talking about what it means. First, I'm happy to see people at least somewhat trying to challenge unjust laws, or in this case, not even laws, the petulant crybaby antics of socialists who want more power and who want to tread all over you. And who are, as a matter of fact, not want to, they are. So I'm glad to see this trucker thing, no matter what comes of it. The bikers, of course, we've seen, and the vets here on Sunday, say a prayer that it's humongous and effective somewhat on someone's hearts and minds, but for our leaders, it's not going to make a difference. If anything, it may worsen the situation. Let me explain what I mean by that. Of course, there are people who think there's, paranoia everywhere and all this stuff. But then at some point, you seriously start to consider what this all means and why is it that our highest level of government is behaving in such a way and would call people arsonists, terrorists, and hostage takers and all the rest just for this dumb budget stuff. Well, here's a interesting little blurb. It's from Mac Slavo from a site called, and you know what this probably means, SHTFplan.com. SHTF blank hits the fan, okay? .com. Cool site. Here's the headline: Obama's Caesar. No limits on the power of the president if he calls for national catastrophe. Here's a quote by our favorite person, Valerie Jarrett. power behind the throne, so to speak. She says, right as he was elected, there's a video showing this and everything. You can go look at it. Right before he took office, she says, President Obama is prepared to take power and begin to rule from day one. That's right. Take power and begin to rule. Rule. All right. Here's the article. So, should Congress and the president fail to come to an agreement on America's debt ceiling, we could be facing a situation that leads Barack Obama to implement a last-ditch strategy that would be nothing short of a complete takeover of the United States. So says former U.S. Secretary of Treasury, Undersecretary Paul Craig Roberts, who knows a thing or two about finance, debt, and the inner workings of our government. He says, if the United States were to default, it would be the end of the U.S. as a superpower. And that's a strong statement right there and has implications. Anyways, no one in Washington wants to lose that kind of power. So I fully expect that at the last minute, a deal will be reached. Now, in the event that both sides play a game of chicken to the very end and we are down to the last hours and fears of a default escalate dramatically, I think one of two things will happen. The first will be the Federal Reserve, on its own initiative, would simply lend the U.S. Treasury whatever money it would need. Laughter is my reaction, not in that piece. You have to remember that the Federal Reserve lent to U.S. and European banks more than $16 trillion in order to enable them to avoid default or outright failure. People don't even know that, probably. The second possibility, and by the way, that's a terrible one, number one. That's bad. Two, the second possibility would be that President Obama, because of laws that are already on the books, and I want to underline that, laws that are already on the books. He doesn't have to do anything other than say this. He would have the power to declare a, quote, national catastrophe and simply assume the leadership of the government. This gets Congress and the courts out of the picture. At that point, there are no limits on the power of the president if he calls for a national catastrophe. This would mean the president, on his own authority, could raise the debt ceiling. So either of these two events would happen if it looked like no deal was forthcoming from the Congress. It could be that President Obama or others in the executive branch are planning to use this crisis to invoke that executive order. Of course, it means that essentially the president would become a Caesar, king, okay? Would also mean that the Congress would become like the Roman Senate, which lost its power and simply became a collection of notable figureheads. Generally, when a democratic regime fall, you end up with a Caesar. And a shutdown is, of course, the epitome of a democratic failure. So this would give President Obama all the justification for exercising the executive order so the president can rule independently of Congress and the courts. Article concludes. The important thing to understand is that President Barack Obama relishes the power. This is evidenced by his desperate need to monitor and command drone strikes from the White House himself. He likes the thrill of being the decision maker and holding the lives of others in his hands. He has already passed scores of executive orders, including restrictions on firearms, accessories, and ammunition, as well as provisions that would allow the U.S. government to take over all domestic resources, including labor force, should a national catastrophe be declared. Now, as an editorial comment, that is absolutely true. And if you a convenient place to get that all documented is a book called They Fired the First Shot. 2012. They fired the first shot, 2012. Pick it up. It's a long read, but well worth it, especially in the segment of the book about the executive orders that Obama has put through. Plus, if you combine those executive orders with Obamacare, the reason why he doesn't want to ever, ever, ever get rid of it is because there's these nuggets in there that will allow him to do this. Okay, so it would allow the government, him,
to take over all domestic resources, including labor force, should a national catastrophe be declared. Make no mistake, they want total control. And they will let no crisis go to waste. That's a quote from them, remember? For them, the debt ceiling negotiations reaching a stalemate may well be the outcome they are looking for, because it will justify the administration's invocation of executive order and rule by decree. The debt ceiling debate will likely have a resolution, just as it has twice in as many years under the Obama administration. But if it doesn't, you can fully expect the executive branch to take whatever action they deem necessary to, quote, protect the American people. If that means declaring a national catastrophe, then that's what they will do. And that is the article. And that sums up where we are at. It is not a funny time. It's a deadly serious time. And all this noise that you're seeing about closing parks and all that is just the beginning. This is why they are saying these horrible things about the Ted Cruzes of the world and the, quote, Tea Party. By the way, don't be deceived at all. When they say Tea Party, they're talking about you. Because what do you do with a terrorist or a traitor? You declare war on them and you arrest them and you kill them. They know exactly what they're saying. They know exactly what they're saying. Would any conservative dare to say such stupid things? No. Because we know words have meanings. And things like treason, arson, terrorism, dictatorship are real words. They mean real things, and they're really at the doors. So, I mean, I leave it to you. Is our president about to assume dictatorial powers? I mean, it doesn't seem so bad in the abstract. Oh, well, he's just, you know, he would just take – by the way, I meant to mention, it's not just some crazy right-wingers talking like this. There are prominent left-wingers, including in the government, who are telling Barack Obama to use this power. They are telling him to be a dictator and evoke the 14th Amendment to say that we're going to have as much debt as we feel like, and it's no longer in the Congress's hands to appropriate money, to decide how much we spend. He'll just grab that authority for one and all times and say the executive has that authority. Well, what's the big deal? So we're in debt. We're already in debt. We're in a monstrosity of debt. There's no way out. Well, that's all true. But there's nothing he can't do. If emergency is declared, I mean, all the worst nightmares are possible at that point. Martial law, suspension of the Bill of Rights, all that happy jazz, right? Bad, bad, bad stuff. Civil War time kind of stuff. I was wondering how many folks, I mean, we all know it's a famous calculation back in the revolutionary days, 1770s, only 3% of the entire population actually fought the revolution physically. They were saying a third of the population supported it, was on the side of the revolution. First of all, that's depressing in and of itself, right? You couldn't even get a majority of your own citizens to be with you, only a third. Basically, that's the – call that the Tea Party, I guess, faction. One part of one half. But even among that, only among that 30% of the population, only 10% of those actually did the fighting. Yes, some were, you know, support roles and all that stuff, but most were just encouragement, right? Moral support, maybe financial, but they didn't want to actually get involved, do anything, all right? Anyway, just something to think about, and because we're always on the brink here, and some point, and what you've heard my Bible lectures before, I'm sure, if you've listened with any regularity, this thing is going to happen whether Obama wants it to or not. At some point, the clock strikes 12, and things are set in motion, and they go a certain way, and they can't go any other way. So when we come back, we'll discuss America at the tipping point. Are we there? Are we close? Are we over it? Remember, Jesus, the Savior, his life on earth was a storm of controversy, a storm every moment. His apostles, like the prophets before them, could hardly go a day without controversy. Paul said he debated daily in the marketplace to avoid controversies, to avoid Christ, period. So don't think you can shrink away from this fight. The truth has to be fought for. And at some point, you will have enough. Don't be on his bad side. We'll be back right after this.
Congress don't make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Let's talk about Patriot Depot. Let's assume you're listening to ConservativeNationMedia.com. You are a conservative. You love America just like we do, and you cannot get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. Since that's the case, you're going to want a Supply Depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. And your pipeline to all those essentials is right here at ConservativeNationMedia.com. Just go to our website, click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all of your conservative and emergency survival needs. So wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds starting right now. Go to ConservativeNationMedia.com, click on the Patriot Depot banner to join. Conservative Nation Radio, where America always wins. How about LifeLock? You need LifeLock. One of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. Don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24/7, 365. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock now and get 10% off of their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com. Click on the LifeLock banner. You will be very glad that you did.
This is Kevin Wade, and you're listening to the Christopher Manti Show on Conservative Nation Radio.
Welcome back, Christopher Manti Radio Program. This is the Final Resistance, believe it or not, like it or not, you're part of it. So thank you for joining me, Christopher Manti Radio Program, conservativenationmedia.com. Please visit often. Let us know you're around. Send me an email if you want, christopher@conservativenationmedia.com. And say hello. Refer all your friends and family, please. We're trying to do the best we can here. We have programs every day of the week, including Soldier of Patriotism Sunday, starting the week off right. Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The man, Michael B. Smith, who rants like nobody's business, man. He can do it. Please give him a listen. By the way, Uncle Bing Fisher has his own show. That's right. American by Design. Sunday night at 6. So right after Soldier to Patriotism, boom, you got another program right afterwards. 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Check it out. American by Design with Bing Fisher. Next day, Monday, you've got Inside Tennessee with the awesome Dave Vance. Very cool show. Monday at 8 p.m. Oh, and then there's Tuesday, 8 p.m. Yes, we have another show, of course. A Just Cause with Sam Thurmond and Cliff Stewart. Man, what a great premiere that they had. Huge ratings. I just looked at it today. Tremendous. Sam and Cliff take a hard look at what happens when the wheels of justice trample on the rights of innocent Americans, and they are awesome. Oh, look at that. We got another one. Tuesday night, 10 p.m. right afterwards. Look at this. Jennifer Meadows and Josh Bernstein have a brand new program called Grit and Grace. Nice, nice, nice format. Check it out. 9 p.m. I'm sorry, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Right after that on Tuesday night. All right. Well, is that it? Of course not, because you got Wednesday night, 8 p.m., Duke Brooks, the one and only. It's just a fantastic program, great sense of humor, and great knowledge. My former co-host, as a matter of fact, Radio Free America with Duke Brooks. Radio Free America, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. Thursday, what's that? We have another show. That's right, Second Amendment Forum is here. Tremendous. Maxwell Winchester Roberts. He knows what he is talking about, and you will be highly entertained. So that's Thursday, and oh, Friday is me. Just a tremendous lineup. Oh, by the way, we have more programs to be announced soon. So things are rolling here at Conservative Nation Media. We are very thankful to be on the air, to have your support, and just so pleased to be with you. Okay, let's roll back into it here for my show, please. This is my program. America, the tipping point. Yes, yes, yes. This is what great patriots and prophets basically around the country are talking about, including Jonathan Cahn. If you haven't read The Harbinger, you better get to that right now because it's not stopping. It didn't just happen on 9/11. It didn't just happen again in 2008. It's happening again. As a matter of fact, I'm going to journey up to Rabbi Cahn's congregation, his church. He's a Messianic Jew, okay, folks. He believes in Yeshua, Jesus, as the Messiah. So he's a Christian. But he comes at it from a Jewish perspective because that's how he grew up. I'll be at his church Sunday where he says he has a new revelation about the Harbingers. And
not surprising at all. I mean, if it's going to happen, it's going to continue to happen. We are sticking our finger in God's eye. We don't care about him. We are not changing our ways. We are not repenting in any respect. We are going full steam ahead, worse than before, building the Tower of Babylon called Freedom Tower. There's no turning back at this point. I mean, God has no choice. So can't wait to hear that message. And Alan West and a whole bunch of other people are America. What is the tipping point? The tipping point is the time at which you are on one, you're on one side of the scale and something happens where you go over the ridge or over the cliff, so to speak. Now you're on the other side where you're always, let's say, as a nation, against gay marriage. No duh. Easy one, right? Well, now 50% favor it. Or abortion used to be unthinkable. Now it's okay everywhere. Where the Bible and Christianity used to be on mainstream television, every network would sign off with the Bible. Presidents would be, today would be outrageously open about their reverence for Jesus Christ and the Word of God. We wouldn't even recognize these people. Well, that's the president? What about separation of church and state? Bull, whatever. Teddy Roosevelt, for crying out loud, not recognized or remembered as a especially religious man. You read some of the stuff that he wrote when he wrote to the troops in World War I. Go read it. So the tipping point. Now Christianity is to be mocked, ridiculed, belittled, and people who do believe it, either you're kowtowed or the seed of doubt is there where you would never stick up for your fellow Christian. Right? You're not sure what you believe. You can't defend your faith. You can't get out there in the marketplace and share the gospel, which is your duty. Hey, we're all guilty. I get it. We're all guilty of it. But it's time to put away what we need to put away. The foundation of America was cracked on 9/11. Literally cracked. This is the Harbinger's message. Go to New York City. Go to Federal Hall, where President George Washington was sworn in. There's a foundation on that building that is cracked on 9/11, 2001. The only building spared at Ground Zero was the little tiny church that George Washington and the first Congress, first cabinet, all prayed in together, prayed for God's blessings on this new nation, where it was consecrated to God. The judgment returned to that very spot. Not that just the nation, not just the state, not just the city, not just the general area, the same place. Federal Hall was affected. That little church was affected, only saved by a sycamore tree. Guys, this is real. God's judgment is upon you, us as a nation. As I tweeted earlier today, America was fun while it lasted. There is no great revival back to the Constitution coming. Right? You hear people say elections have consequences? Yeah, they sure do. We great geniuses here in America reelected Barack Obama, increased his majority in the Senate. We only have one part of one party, of one house, of one branch of government. willing to do anything different. Those are the terrorists, arsonists, and traitors, according to your leader. Guys, lest we forget, these things aren't going away. IRS scandal, right? Not a scandal. That's the way business is done now. That 2012 election was the tipping point. Think about that.
Molon LeVay Challenge Coins and Wares. Similar to challenge coins used by various military units, these MLCCW coins are ideal for anyone that champions the right to keep and bear arms by highlighting the Second Amendment and the Greek phrase Molon LeVay, which translated means come and take them. Come check out our pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment coins and shirts at MLCCW.com. That's MLCCW.com.
My friends, welcome back for one last minute of the Manti Show. Your humble host is ticked off. Aside from all this other junk that's going on a regular basis, as you know, I'm a football fan. I'm an NFL fan. The news is just coming down that Adrian Peterson, the reigning MVP of the league, a great guy by all accounts, and one of my favorite players, he's going to the Hall of Fame. His 2-year-old son has died. Not by anything he did. His 2-year-old son was allegedly beaten by his mother's boyfriend. So not Adrian, a new guy. And he was arrested. And not just, I mean, that's your evil is back, okay? And it's raining right now, R-E-I-G-N, throughout the land. This is not, should not surprise. I mean, this happens all the time. And it will happen more and more and more. Sometimes it hits closer to home than other times and so forth, but 2-year-old, I mean, jeez. Now, if you have small children, it affects you more, obviously. So that's what happens. So now I'm angry. Angry at the devil. Angry at people who would allow that to influence them. To do what they want, who don't need any good. They don't need God at all, right? They got this. Well, anyway, I wanted to close it out today by reiterating something that we had obviously gone over a month or two ago when I did the book Revelation here. For those of you who don't know, please check out the archives, Christopher Manti Show. You will see that I taught Book of Revelation line by line. And not in a hyper academic way or anything like that. It just went line by line, and as much as I could went, told you about the references included and the symbology, and just keep the line straight. Okay. Follow the imagery and back to the original Greek and things of that nature. Satan, it seems there's a popular misconception that the events of Revelation 12 have already transpired. They have not. It's obvious that they have not. And yet, people will cherry pick one verse out of that chapter and say, oh yeah, that's already happened. What verse is that? Well, the ones that say Satan, the dragon, waged war in heaven, and he was cast out of heaven. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. I don't remember that happening. Do you? This is not in the ancient past. Why? How do I know that? Well, because the verses before talk about Jesus being born, and the devil isn't cast from heaven until after that, after Jesus is resurrected. So when in the last 2,000 years was Satan and his angels cast to the earth? Not only that, but it's told that they have a short time. He has great wrath because he knows he has but a short time. 2,000 years is not a short time. And by the way, where is he? If he was here, you'd be able to see him just like your own reflection. And his angels. How many angels are there? It says a third of the angels in heaven. That's a lot, Jack. Thousands at least. So the idea that he has already been cast out of heaven is ridiculous. He had done things in the past. Yes, he has a death sentence over him. Yes, that's documented. But he walked to and fro on the earth freely. The Old Testament is clear on that. He tempted Jesus on the earth, not in some spiritual prayer, hallucination. They were in the desert of Sinai, or desert outside Jerusalem, together, mano a mano, body to body, not spirit to spirit. The devil showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time and said, you can have this, Jesus, if you just worship me. What time is that, that he has all the kingdoms of the world where he will... I wonder. It's time soon to come. Satan, the devil, the dragon, whatever you want to call him, he has many names, and he'll have even more once he's here. He's in heaven right now. He is not on the earth, and he is not being cast out. His spirit is something different. You can, without getting into deep theology or physics, having your spirit roam around is different than you physically being somewhere, right? Obviously. His body, he has a body. All the angels have bodies. How can you go to war in heaven if you don't have a body? It's in heaven, and it's still there. It's being kept there. Jesus said, get behind me in that desert encounter. And he left, as it's written, and never returned because he's gone. Since that time, he's been caught in heaven and kept there by Michael. Daniel talks about that. Revelation talks about that. All right? So he ain't here. There is a time soon to come when he will be here. And it might be a war in heaven that we will feel the consequences of. As we see in Revelation 13, he comes to heal the one world political beast, the system of government that attempts to rule the world. That is very soon to come. It all starts when Damascus, yes, that Damascus over in Syria, is destroyed. And in those days, America will fall. I'm not saying Syria will attack America. No, the Bible doesn't say that either. But the strength, the glory of Jacob, as we are the glory of Jacob, and our riches and our power, it will fade. It will be gone. The fortress will cease from Ephraim, it says. That's military might. It's all going away. We are under judgment. We will be removed. We are not the Babylon of Revelation. No, that's a worldwide system too, okay? That's confusion. Anyone who has a false belief or is confused about the truth of Jesus in any way is part of that horror of Babylon. But America will fall. And it's soon to come. So, are you prepared in every way that you can be? Every way. I humbly submit a place to gather, exchange information, network, and organize is called wingsoftheeagle.com. Please visit and fill out the contact form. There are several folks who have already volunteered to make their name and address and presence known, not only in America, in Canada, India, Australia. I'm sorry, New Zealand. So get on there, make yourself known. If you know the tribulation is coming and you will be here for it, especially if you know that we are not raptured away until the Lord returns and not a moment before, that we go through the great tribulation, and we will have to, and we'll be the leaders in that time. Go there, fill out the form, start organizing. Even if it's you're just a prepper and you don't believe any of this religious crap,
90 seconds.
Do the same. Organize. Because our enemy, both physical and spiritual, our enemy, depends on our being disorganized. The only chance we have for success is the Lord and being organized for Him and for each other. Remember who you serve. And if you haven't made that choice, do it today. Time's running out.
60 seconds.
See you next week.